Hello, I'm Bob Meyer with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, brought to you by Kloss. Go to harvestingworld.com for the latest inventory of used combines from the Kloss dealer network or call 1-844-OWN-USED. We continue our conversation with Ken Olson, Outreach Coordinator for the Yoni's Disease Integrated Program, which has joined with other interested parties to form the Mycobacterial Diseases of Animals Multi-State Initiative. They've expanded their work to not only Yoni's disease, but bovine tuberculosis as well. Olson says they've developed a process for farmers to determine the risk of the diseases occurring on their farm.
We always recommend to work with a veterinarian that really has been trained relative to working with these diseases. One of the things that we developed in the past couple of years is an online tool that's called JD Wrap. It takes a producer through a process for a risk assessment at their farm, looks at the different areas, the calving area, the young stock raising area, and the herd area relative to what are your risk factors relative to Yoni's disease. And basically any fecal-oral disease would be impacted by the same things. But this is a tool that producers can use. It's online. Put their specific information in as far as what they're doing, and it helps to identify what are the risk areas for introduction or spread of the disease in the herd.
Now, you've talked about that there has been a reduction in occurrence of Yoni's, but what about TB? Is that something that's kind of had a resurgence here?
Yes, we continue to have herds pop up different places around the country, and so it certainly is a concern. It seems to be resurging. Now, Yoni's you don't see as much. Unfortunately, we haven't really been effective in reducing the number of herds, I don't think, that have it. We are providing tools, I think, that help producers address it, and so we're looking to make progress that way. But, yes, TB is a concern. We continue to have cases, not just in Michigan where it's been in the wildlife population, but in a lot of other places that it is popping up, and again, we need to find a way to combat that because it is a concern for human health. One of the issues that we do have is that humans can catch it, but they can also spread it. And so we need to be looking at those factors.
Now, if people would like more information on the effort?
Well, you can contact me, Ken Olson, K-E-O-L-S-O-N, at prodigy.net, and we'll be glad to work with you.
Ken Olson with the Mycobacterial Diseases of Animals Multi-State Initiative. I'm Bob Meyer with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America.